Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. Thank you for listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Thank you for listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Praise the Lord. This is Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. Oh, yes. This is Relaxing Christ Show. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You know my music. I'm going to play it. And so it's been up and on. I've been on the radio. I haven't got some English music yet. But don't worry, I'm getting to it. Getting to them, so. And let's go there. So the truth. So that's my best. For now, I have.
You are listening to Relax. Relaxing Christ Show.
Thank you. Sorry, play back again. Human being never like. Cannot be I yet to be revealed. Like it and don't like it. Going to tell the truth, whether they like it or not. That's what this song's about. Praise the Lord. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show. Relaxing Christ Show is on the air. You are listening to Relaxing Christ Show again. Say again. Okay. Christ Show, you are listening to the Relax in Christ Show. Please not be here. Get tell, get mad, get glad. This is get mad, get glad.
This is Relax in Christ Show.
Yes. Get mad, get glad. This is Relax in Christ Show. Today we talk about very, very thin, but since we get a set, as I mean, the town that used to be Springfield, Mass. There used to be a lot of crime. Many reported, even I've been, that's why I went to high school, graduated high school, went to commerce, went to college, Southern College. After I moved the state, moved to Florida. When I go to Florida, I went to another school for engineering, electronic technology. And after I tried to go to college again, I mean university, and then after I go to a program with Miami Dade and graduated also. So this where a lot of complaining being reported for the lot of when I came, even job was gonna put illegal drug free, I mean legal like marijuana or those things. And when I came, then found out they've been to the gang, causing problem, everything, but I didn't say nothing. The end of 2013 and beginning 2014, January 21st, they killed my father. They murdered my father because of my arriving. Murdered my father in the house on the Tuesday, January 21st, in 2014, and set the house on fire. January 22nd, early in the morning, like 4 p.m. But I wasn't in the house, so and I wasn't nearby, and I just moved back. I mean, come back from Miami. So in December 11th, 2013, I came here for a few years. And to go back to Florida after another state. And in January 21st, I killed my father during the day. And that day I had it was a Tuesday, and I had an interview for a job with an agency called Co-Works agency for a job. And Wednesday early in the morning, on 1:12 midnight, 9:50, like midnight, like 12:42 to 1 a.m. in the morning, they set the house on fire. My father dead body, but the other side when I'm in, so killed my father. And I want that time was like 11 below zero, freezing in a lot of snow at that time. So that's one of the reasons they killed my father. In my car, Florida, I wasn't driving up here. I'm not driving up here also. So they killed my father, set the house on fire. And funny thing of it, my sister told me she was going to enact a strip shelter at all since I came there, she thought. And I was sending someone to stay with my father until I get my place, but my sister insists my father and me that they let me come to spend the holiday with her after I leave, because I just come up here. I never see my nephew. I did not know me. I don't know them. So it's been a couple of so come to spend the holiday with her. After that, I could move. I went to get mountains and my father by the mountains. My father agreed, and I agree. I want to stay spend the holiday with her. So I said, right after the day that I was about to move out, that's when my father gets killed. That's when my father gets killed, murdered, and associated with my father. And that Tuesday, and I have been interviewed, your interview also. Not only that, and when she comes, she tells me she didn't see it. She gives me her phone, and I had the iPhone. When I come here, I couldn't find the service for my iPhone. There was no service because there's nothing was going on in the sound. Everything destroyed, nothing actually. Nothing was in the sound. Was so crime, that violence, the police did not do nothing. Funny thing, that criminal was like a criminal haven. All the law is in the favor for criminal.
in that state, in that in criminal or bloodline police or this and like the police ain't gonna do nothing. Doesn't matter what they do, the police ain't gonna say nothing, do nothing, or this and like that. They organize the crew like that. Jerk all over when I was born and go to the police, wherever I go, they go to the media office. They tell me it's a game, but I found out there's a game they're using called SWAG. It's a gay game that's causing a lot of problem. Whatever a government worker or police worker needs to do something, or manager, like there's a lot of crime for financial crime. There's a lot of criminal crime for insurance, like insurance by your job. Yeah, I wouldn't believe it and feel the domino stupid enough. So that I can show the way that happened. The domino stupid enough to try that on me. I was working in Home Depot on Boston Road and Boston Road, Wilbraham. I was on the Home Depot. Their manager, all of them put together, they signed me up for life insurance. And I don't know if it's short term or long term. I don't know who the beneficiary in had an account for. They did not let me know about that one and you called me the office for it. And worst of it, I was paying for it. I did not know I was paying for life insurance. And my check stub doesn't say life insurance, it says voluntary. Voluntary. When I found out why I'm paying for all those things, I'm paying for CD, a lot of stuff, I never sign, I never know. When I go claim to the office, what's going on? I'm paying for a lot of things. I don't know them. I never signed up for them. You guys never tell me about them. They're not in the benefit. And I wasn't what I was saying before benefit yet, claim benefit yet, because I had to sign up for any benefit. I had to create the account, a website account, and then for me to sign for any benefit I want. And any benefit, I had to pay for them also. So I was like, what's going on? I had to sign up myself in clean. So when I found what I'm being voluntary for, because I'm not stupid. I've been United, I know what's going on. I'm paying for so much thing I've never signed for. I did not sign. I don't know. No, and they're not part of benefit. Voluntary, what that does it mean? Voluntary. What I am voluntary to pay up. And you didn't ask me if I want to volunteer anything. Only there's a thing I was voluntary to pay, they asked me, I signed for it. It was for a call Homer Fund. Homer Fund is a fund, they say, to help other people to have house. Or if you're moving out, you need help to move out or to pay whatever, that Homer Fund, by that Homer Fund, they could help you pay. That was the fund that one. That was only fund I was paying. But that was at $2.50 every paycheck, every week, every time. So I know about that. That is something, when I get higher, they give it to me and I start for what I was. I said, because it helps you pay. If you want, if you have enough money to pay for the security deposit, when you move in the house, you pay for it. If you have a way you can pay, if you want to move or state or something, you need here and there. On Homer Fund, that I can hit you with that. That was a good difference. But voluntary, never heard of it, never signed for it, they never talk about it, or nothing. And it's not in the benefit. Some people benefit. So when I found out, that's when I found out that was the life insurance. I that happened. Who found me for it? They tell me that's automatic. I always not you. There's nothing in benefit that's automatic. Because you have to create the account, and you have to have a password, and you have a password, a username, and then you could choose all the benefits you want, life insurance, whatever, medical, all those, dentist, all of this, 401k. So that's when I found out, the same way they killed my father, they were about to kill me like that. And the police inside department, both are criminal, psychopath, most of them. And fire department, and there's a Spanish out of country, especially Puerto Rican, as there's a big financial crime going on in Puerto Rico. A lot of Puerto Rico can live in Puerto Rican. When they come here, they left money for them because there's a lot of problem in Puerto Rico. financial problem because they have a lot of big billion debt they can't pay. A lot of Puerto Ricans are lazy. They love to do wrong. They think that you don't mess with Puerto Rico, Puerto Rican are bad. They dumbly believe like that drug, cocaine, and other things. And Dominican out of control crime, my criminal police, all those Haitian voodoos, and this one, this town is a mess. And Irish again, and the KKK, and Nazis people, there's Nazi making sign Nazi to me when I come here, the At Home people, they were talking about I'm making and put a bit of Nazi Hitler. America couldn't beat Hitler. Hitler was so tough, whatever. And man, it was on that. And they have a cook called Cowboy Hunter that waiting for 2016 with the new president because Obama, the wishes, the hate wishes, that's why they don't give a job, another job, because there's no black people. I've been living black and white, but that's what they said. But they're waiting, and they're waiting to kill, hunting people of the color skin. It's going to be caught a lot of them in 2016. And that job, I heard of those things in the street also. And I heard the Puerto Rican, Dominican, whatever, Spanish Latin guy say, or Spanish Latin, let's call Latin people more racist than Caucasian, European Caucasian. Caucasian, Latin more racist than Caucasian, European, more racist. I never thought about that Spanish were racist. Unless I read it from their own mouth. So, all those chaos going on, the police out of control, police chief is out of control, cut them in crime, identity, a real other thing, and criminal thing. There was an army base, military office, they get rid of it, and the downtown one. Every activity get rid of it. Holiday is like, this, I was like, you know, when you used to be isolating someone or someone, people used to be that they wipe out, or there used to be a war there, they wipe out everyone there, that someone abandoned, isolate. Holiday is the same way. Like Sunday to December, weekend, December, day at night. That someone, that's why since 1994, I came from Haiti. My mother and mother and brother and sister for exile, like refugee weekend. And Anne Clinton was president. They sent an airplane together from Haiti, to Miami, to Chicago to Boston, and Boston to get the drive up here to Quincy. So when I come now, but in November, that was November 16, 1994. So I graduated. I left that town, moved to Florida in 2001. So I know that town very well. How good it used to be, how it used to be. So I knew this started in 2014. A bunch of the morons, by Spanish, a lot of them, Asian, I believe that there's an African American, Jamaican, a lot of them, morons, suddenly believe that Jesus not coming back anymore. I don't know where the Bible, they give them a date, where the Bible said that in 2000, coming, January 1st, 2000, Jesus coming. So I don't know where they did get that. So that since that time, secret society, the criminal, and 9/11, I know 9/11 started there too, because I know all these people, a lot of them, they trained. That's what I'm saying. ISIS has been produced by this someone. By those people, because everything they be, even though they, have you seen, they come up the shows called Modern Family, all of producers of ISIS, okay? Look, everything ISIS is, believe that they were Modern Family. Take it, okay? ISIS, they, remember the pop that gets fired before the, for instance, the new pop, that guy got fired after he come from the Latin community. Remember, when he get back, he was married to Muslim. The guy was in charge of Muslim. He's called a prophet, whatever they call him. The leader of Muslim, the Pope married to him. It's the two guys, okay? In Swag, and Middle East, they call them ISIS. He in the United States, they call them SWAG. Okay? take a dictionary, what access means, what swipe means. Okay? Here in the United States, anyone they need to kill, get rid of, they swipe. Swipe is Springfield. But Middle East, what happened in California was swipe and ISIS. What happened other place in the United States, but shouldn't influence is swag in ISIS. Take this swag. Caribbean is swag. In South Africa is swag. United States is swag in ISIS. Middle East is ISIS. Okay? Swag is Latin. ISIS is Middle East. Arab thing. ISIS is Muslim, but mostly. But in the United States, it's secret society and so-called Christians, Catholic first, and Muslim also. Radical Muslim, radical Christians, and secret society. Radical Catholic. All of them based on Mary. That's why this show. That's why I don't need any women that watch the show and believe in that. That's believe in married. And if you have said before married, that is a sin. That's the Bible doesn't say that. All the signs, all those, we show you those people are affiliated with them. Whether church or pastor or Christian, or Catholic, or none of this, whatever. Okay? ISIS is all about marriage. And those people is married. ISIS is married whether men or women. And them swag is men and women. ISIS, you have to have children. And them in the United States, you have to have children in America and South America. And all those things produced by union. A union want to get or control the world. Union control business. Work. For you to get a job now, you have to have kids. Or, especially here in Springfield, remember I tell you, 9/11 feel much as to set where I am. That's why they get worse. 2000, we went Jesus not coming back. Since Jesus not coming back, sitting in power. That's what my sister told me when I get into her house. We're sitting in control now. Then power people do what sitting want. In control, voodoos, social reactions, killing, chaos, kill chaos, a lot of things, a new world order, by access and swag, union. People, there's a lot of people from all kinds of Middle East who came to cause 9/11, but they're the one who was training for the airplane. They tell them where to hit the airplane, what floor to hit. Train them how to drive the airplane, what to do, everything to do. But the airplane did not cause the big, those two buildings to that one when get down. You just a introduction, a contraction, a something to blame or something. People don't know what's going on. It's been terrorists. We are under attack by terrorists. International. But if something was nationally, internationally. The airplane, those people from Middle East who hit the airplane, they want to put the building down. The building brought down by dynamite, wireless dynamite. Big thing demonstrated. Have you watched the Mythbusters, you busted? If you guys watch the Mythbusted show, if you watch the bomb, developing bomb in Russia, when they show you how the bomb, when you watch other embassy American was on bomb, they show you when those building a bomb, there is what left, or the wall left, a metal wall left, whatever, they become dust with black. But when you watch video, 9/11 video, it's dust. The building come down like dust. And says no wall stand up or metal, everything like a big demolitioner. Everything comes down one, straight down one with dust. But if it's a bomb, Everything will not come down there. But in building that next to it will get on fire, will get brought to. In window, in piece of window, piece of that will brew up all over. And you have to be a very big bomb to blow up that building from top to down. From the first floor, basement, to the top. Even above where the climber is. Remember, this building was more than 11, more than 14 floor, more than 50 floor, I'm sorry. So, if that has to be a very big atomic bomb, a warhead bomb, not any top little bomb. Doesn't matter that the airplane didn't have a bomb on it, you will not have a second day for a second to like 14, 15, or 25 floor. But however, there was a dynamite violence. And I was in a college. Some of those people was in my college, STCC. My teacher used to go sit with them. That was the first time out when I come from Haiti. I never heard about that. Learn about all those nations. I've been heard about those nations, but I never know the culture. That's the first time I eat from those people culture food. That was a washroom, that was polished. That was Egyptian, that was only Iraqian. I see some was in AIC, some was in your community college, some was in UMass. And when I come back up here in 2013, all those college involved in crime and fraud, even they stole my identity, gave my college 2000, I had my financial, and the lie of it, they stole it. And medical crime, basic medical, a lot of problems that they put on one like a no business or progress. Everything I left in 2001, they get worse. Even not even a good hotel. They only have one hotel. But it's not even a good hotel. And it's a Hampden County. Again, he's a Hampden County. There was a military office on it. They get all of the military in the middle of downtown so they could get to whatever they want. When I came back, I took bus from Miami to there. When I'm from there, I took, there's a guy who picked me up. I make him pass by downtown with me. I suppose I was saying people, business window broken. People can say, since at the bus station, with the bus, cemetery, Peter Pan. Sneaker was hanging for drug inside the bus station. There's police security in there. But Sneaker came all over fighting, gang pick up people's bag, biggest stealing. You know what I mean? Be careful what people have. They're going to steal and what coming inside the bus station. And Sneaker hanging inside the bus station means drug selling the dealer. But there's police and security. Gay harassing, Latin all over. A lot of Latin in the street. And who's doing that? A Latin. Who's the police security Latin in African American community, whatever? Crime rising, like everything. And since they had to say nothing, I was observing what's going on, learning what's going on. And then they called me dumb. They called me moron. They called me slow. They called me scrub. They give me all kinds of names. They called me retarded crazy. I just come back. I think like I know they forget me. They have a short brain. You know, like movie, Made in Black movie. Like everyone lost in their mind. There's something the flash make people lost their memory. The same thing. They forget all of me. I remember all of even my classmate. Good man. People used to be fine. We play whatever together. They completely don't know me. But I know all of them. I remember all of them. So much they're crazy in the street. And drug, whatever, lesbian, gay. They don't know me. Unless I tell them who am I, tell them this is what I say, completely don't know me. So I said, you just come back from Haiti? Where are you from? When I said, I'm Haitian. Oh, you just got from Haiti? I'm going from Miami. Oh, Miami! Oh, okay. Then my classmate, my schoolmate. So, I was watching, I'm keeping watching, seeing what's going on. But I remember when I remember that happened 9/11, day one. I remember when I was missing a lot of things. When I was in Miami, I was learning about machines, pretty much as you said, medical disease, how those bladder went, how a lot of things they call the science always went, medical self control, everything medical up here. The basic medical, I used to, it was a very smart medical, and they put down nothing to progress, everything is destroyed. You tell me, a non-profit organization called Medical, Basic Medical, become the huge, biggest business in that town. Medical making law on that town. Government is not in charge in this state anymore. It's a medical called Big State Medical. They're the one who making law. They're the one in charge. They're the one who are government. Even in federal building, Visit Medical here, the one of wherever you go is that Visit Medical. I left it with a very small medical to building when we check someone on the picture. Now they have one in the capital, Boston. They have a bot. They have another two other big cities in the state, and they all over the town. And we're in charge of it. Part of we can do, we can Spanish, Caribbean, we can Haitian. And there's a lot of fraud, crime there. And they're the one making law, and they're the one with the new law there. They're the one involved 9/11, the SWAG, member of the SWAG, and union. The union. The can't World of World Trade and Welcome Union. If the union, you can't World of World Trade, okay? World Trade Center, bring union, and union won't get World of Union control churches. Not Jesus, not God. And who control union? Secret society. Union. Job control, the job manager of union. All who they have, who produce swag in ISIS, union. And I said, here is our swag, Caribbean and South Africa, in some ISIS, Middle East ISIS, but all under one control. Doesn't matter you heard about the Al-Qaeda. Al-Qaeda also. Al-Qaeda was Al-Tamin, middle-aged Al-Tamin. Okay? Failing Al-Qaeda come with ISIS because they found out Al-Qaeda or middle-aged and Al-Tamin. They must observe, they must observing mean strict. Them not coming, and them about women. Not all married, but you know. But they come up with, the reason they come up ISIS to the failure, due to the failure of Al-Qaeda, is because ISIS are more young men. Young women. And they come with modern family and so I ask more about your young men and more young women, you all are there. New generation, and the more coming, the more communicated, the more outgoing, the more out of control, the more crime, violent, drug, more to try new things, more in technology. Al-Qaeda, remember my middle age. The mosque came. They know when they are somewhere. Because my middle age, and elder people in middle age. In middle east, it's two different with middle age people in the United States and in other countries. You know, the culture, different thing. But if you want the new generation over there, that's mixed with new generation here. And example, they take an example from new generation in the United States, in Caribbean, in Middle East, the swag. And a lot of stars are involved, and a lot of stars movie stars are members. Remember, New Secret Society, pastors, Christian, Catholic, remember, the head leader of, Muslim, married to the head leader of Catholic Pops, to the head leader Catholic was the Pop. After he comes from Latin community in Caribbean in South America, I went back to Europe. Supposed to get arrested in jail, but get fired. Married a bee. Was somehow Haitian was involved. Some other Jamaican Caribbean was involved to support the Latin or whatever. Because of society, maybe the religion belief. So if you are involved, so when you get back, you marry with that guy. Okay, and that's how become after they married. That's how modern family. Okay. They come up their man of fun. So, 2016, you guys don't choose a good president. Be careful. And the president, be careful. So, the United States, you want balance with the Caribbean also. A president, they need to have a president who don't tolerate swag, who don't support any violence group, whether it's a good society, swag, ISIS, Muslim, anything like that, I believe, don't support anyone. And we're not going to take crap from them. Or don't support racism or Nazi KKK. We're not racism. Also, because also by the KKK side, they call them cowboy hunters, and they are members of the secret society. They are the same member of the SWAG in ISIS. They are all produced by one headquarter. How do you think the ISIS have all the guy bomb, all kind of gun? How about the guy in California, the two ladies, guy and the lady, FBI, the police, they never notice the guy or those that gun. You're not going to war. Wait till you fight. Police, even army, military should not carry that gun on their own. If you are a veteran, you can carry this gun. You are the military, return there your weapon. Police also. You are off duty, you're not supposed to get. Why you get all those who are guns in your hand at your house among civilians? How you target practically on your backyard, no one on your neighborhood say nothing. What a KKK, if it was someone a chocolate colored skin or Haitian or something, they are terrorists or something, what is going on? That's what I'm taking example. Oklahoma City, a bunch of idiot man, supposed to be intelligent detective, or call police, a bunch of man, and they don't want involved in crime and psychopath. Hunting the audience for call cowboy hunters and idiot dumb enough try to be good guy and dumb coward and blaming others and they try to be good guy. When accusing others, you sure they're doing their job. I'm not taxpayer. Accusing innocent so they could look good and so they could accept therapy. Lame excuse, so you would not know they are criminal involved in war and fraud in crime and theory. Huh? Come on now. So called logistics, how you tell me a guy are doing so much big weapon like that? Wow, that's someone, those weapons are supposed to be. Not police, supposed to have the special force police, supposed to have those guns. Only for them to touch those guns is when they seen something like a fugitive held in hostages on prayer. That's the only way or to we sworn in. You know, yeah. Someone escaped from jail, they have to cram someone very violently dangerous. Or military. Or war at war. How someone ordered an other gun online causes different color skin is okay. And someone never ordered a gun and then it causes different operation from somewhere. Is that Latin? Is that KKK? Yeah, he's a terrorist. We to watch him. He has to be limited. You killing for, you murdering people in the house and set the house on fire. In killing people for money, lancious money. It's okay. You're not a terrorist. It's okay. You're not a criminal. Supposed to be in jail locked somewhere. What kind of psychic moron are we dealing with now? White guys, government, why you guys hire when people, don't you guys give them, before put them to fire, or FBI, or any government workers, don't they give them a brain test, a psychology test, or drug test, don't they supposed to give them a drug test every 3 months or 2 months or something at least? Come on, didn't I hear the Senate asked for that test, but they don't do it. And they come and say, well, we don't know when the door is going to hit. And then you have to initiate. Every time you have to initiate, and then the criminal hit somewhere. You mourn. Every time you go after innocent for which is dumb, which is scarlet, to show you doing your job, and then criminal hit somewhere. And when you find there was the reason they hit, you could, do you get gas guys? You dumbly could make him some dumb excuse. Or is that? No excuse. Everyone say, hey, that's not right. If it was a quiet person, and he said he would be accused. But look at that. How the person found out, my investigation, how the person caused that crime, it's supposed to be easy to get caught. But you're letting excuse yourself. It's not our fault, it's not it. And then after you go after an innocent person for racism or for because they're telling the truth of what you're doing is wrong, and they look like I'm saying into Springfield. Some are telling me because before I come, this crime was rising. Since I come, I start talking because I say enough is enough, and they killed my father. They even dumbly try to blame it for me. The house on fire. Police involved on it, the fire department involved in my father's crime, medical involved on it, basic medical, religion, Christian, whatever, African, Haitian, came my father in a secret society that, like, I'm supposed to be here, I'm supposed to be with my sister, anyone who wants to blood and sister, you will sleep with your own mother, you stick up, even all of you, I would question your view for your daughter for child abuse. Your daughter too. If you're forcing blood and sister to be placed together, then you come and not. You will be sick with your daughter and sister. I don't need to see how you validate, sexual validate, you rape your daughter or your son and your mother's brother. Come on, you son. Come on now. You will not do that. No, that's not enough, brother and sister fell. Now it's men and men. And it's the same thing. That's the reason they killed my father. Is on the beginning because if human beings are human beings in market. And the dumb is not to blame it. And I was going to leave it there. And you was back to living with your work. That's the idea. You see, and I have it, German therapy at that time. When I went back to another second interview to get that job, when I was talking that with the person I had, she told me that too. She has a New York, she has a family, I forget what I say, what in New York. She told me she has It's family like that that get killed. He tells me they almost wipe out her house. We kill like 7 or 14. They kill all of them in the house and they set the house on fire. That's when she was telling me that something happened to her like that. And those are two detectives was when my father came. They killed both two detectives. I went to the FBI in Springfield downtown. The day after, on March, so that something like that, I went to the FBI and make a report. My father been killed, the crime, and they set the house on fire. One of the detectives told me that he found out that he wasn't electrical that caught the fire, but something caught the fire. He's going to make more investigation to find out what's going on. When I told that to the FBI in downtown Springfield, he told you that. I said, yeah. He said, then you should report it to his manager. I said, why should I report it to his manager? Well, he said, it's true. He said, good detective. Why should I? He said, we need to say that. Okay, I'm going to find out. And that I found out the next day, I would look in the news. He won up the fire. They shoot two person near where I was working in Walmart. Near Home Depot where I was working, where they would sign me up for life insurance that I was paying. I did not know that as a voluntary. But my person, they killed two of them in the lady, two guys, two police officers in the lady. One of them was that guy, was my father's chief. That was a Russian. And there was another Spanish guy, was his partner. And next day, I was going to work in the morning, and at the bridge next to the bus, Peter Pan bus, I'm taking bus to go to that job. I took two buses. I'm taking the second bus to go to the job. From home, I took a bus from home to the bus station, bus terminal. From the bus terminal, after you left the bus terminal, there's the bridge for the train pass by, and for me to go to the job. And then that bridge, I see that detective, a Spanish detective, was using uniform, after uniform detective on him, by department detective, Austin, and Dory with shoes in his feet, a nice shining shoes. He said, sorry, any squatting person with no headphone, with no Bluetooth, with no phone in them, jump all over, making a bunch of things. Talking by himself, no one was dropping all over everything. So Dory and taking a picture, and the same day they stole my iPhone. When I called the person was talking to me, I called the police to assist me. Another police passed by and put his siren, but not the police who was gonna come make a deal to come with me. Before that police come, the other police put the siren so loud, and the person say, hey, I'm not coming in. So you call police? For I heard police. I'm not going to get in there. And then the other police come after, say, hey, where's the person? I said, he's not coming because the police put the sound, another police put the sound. And he said, okay, then make a report. There's nothing we can do. When I tried to call the police chief who want to talk with me, and hang up on me. And the next, I passed by, when I come from job, I don't see the guy anymore. They stole my iPhone with everything under the file. And I have two USB, I have file on it. They hacking here, police, everyone hacking your stuff. They control you, all those police, all those criminals control you. What is technology? Hacking your technology. And there's a government called SWAT, the Latin, Puerto Rican, Dominican, Haitian. All those criminals hacking your stuff. There's nothing up private. There's so much that you're picking, big workers, all these people, government, social security workers, IRS workers, that all those people are criminal. When I went to talk with the military civilian, I tried to get in touch. I went back to the military office at Westfield. I haven't got to Westover yet. I tried to get in touch with the veteran when to see what to do. If you say you're gonna arrest everyone this town, there would be no work. There would be no police and policemen at all, because none of them involving all this crime, criminal, everything wrong, corruption, fraud, crime, federal workers, social security workers, even welfare workers. managers, the town of criminal. They like, even the house my father died, the owner of the house said to me, when I questioned so much, he saw that he got stuck when I asked him so much questions, turning and stuff. And then he know I come from Florida. He told me from Miami, Florida. He's like, and he told me like that. This is not Florida. This is not my Florida. This is not Florida. This is my first success. So I have nothing to worry. This is coming west. The master said coming west. There's nothing for me to worry. Because the reason they call it coming west, all the law are super criminal. It's like a criminal paradise. Criminals from all over the world come in that state, in that city. They tolerate. If they do something to you, you go to court, they're the one mostly 99% gonna win. Lawyer gonna support them, mostly. You go call lawyer, whatever, advocate. You're gonna against you. When you're doing anything, you're gonna support the criminal. Something I've been experiencing and I have pulled. Just gonna be in favor, criminal, when you go to one. Lawyer, all of them. Whether free to die or whatever, and anything, they will be killed. And I do have three people been report to me, all of them get killed. One of them, they call him Rat. They was bragging in front of me. He was drinking with them. They put something in the drink for him. And when I was in there, I asked one of the managers, should I take a picture of video what's going on? He said me, yes, go ahead. You can go ahead and take a picture of video. When I was taking a picture, and all of them said, why are you taking a picture of video? What's going on? It's like, man, one sack of pussy, sack of pussy. And it's like a baby who hit me. And when you know what? The similar told me to take a picture of video, and later I said, no, you shouldn't take a picture. I didn't tell you. You did tell me to take a picture. Well, even though I said, if I said so, I didn't remember. That is a sort of psycho. People shouldn't be even in those kind of jobs, to be locked somewhere, to be locked in more danger to society. But they do want for a good guy. They don't want to affect criminal. They don't want to involve a community affect criminal. You see, criminal affect criminal. Who is the criminal? People who's not there to support gay, lesbian, or not gay, lesbian. People who don't want to be a member of union or follow the new world order. ISIS or SWAG. And they have the ISIS or SWAG to go after you. Again, when they've been saying the gay problem, the gay called SWAG, as they are saying, called Middle East. Whenever for life insurance to tell me something, they use the ISIS. Whatever, gay, you don't want to be gay, or bad sexual, or lesbian, they have that suit. I tell you. The same thing if you listen and I put a video on YouTube on my Facebook. A guy who attacked me, I was interrogating. You know, he said he sucker punched me. He said he's a SWAG member. That's me, I see. Because they put my name in me. I went there, place. But to me, man, there's me. I went there. But they put me as a gay with shrimp up there. When I'm not a gay or super gay, tell them I want to be gay or I went for a gay. That one of them was harassing. And that's in the court for crime. But they tried to take condemn me on that court in the water. I already have four advocates as bad. The last one I never heard or I never knew. She was a new one. The third one, whether they fight her or kill her. So she asked me for a paper, I bring it. I can consult the paper, I type it. Because they saw the drawing of against what I typed. So whether they try or kill her or fight her, I have to find out what's going on. I'm making an investigation to find out. Now they have a new one, but I never know when they choose the new one. If I did not go to the court to find out, I would never know. Now they tell me in March 1st that when they have a trial, they trial. But they send me a letter saying, I don't have to go there. Only the defendant has to go. That's what they send me. But they tell me when I went there, they tell me they will know, I will know when I go to the trial. But when I have a letter they send me, they have another trial court, but I don't have to go. I don't have to go. If I want to go, it's okay. I could go sit down and observe what's going on, but I don't have to. You're going to question the criminal. But when I bring the paper, they didn't give me a copy of stamp, a paper stamp that they prove I give it to them. I submit my the paper they give ask me, my motion. So when I call, okay, I leave a message, she never called back. I said, what's going on? I left her 4 messages, I want 45 messages. When I saw that next week, I go to the court. When I go to the court, that's when I found out she's not there anymore. I said, what's going on? What happened? We don't know. If they kill her or something, they tell me they don't know. She's not working. So that they tell me, that's when they said, I have a new advocate. I said, what the advocate? Oh, she was going to let me know at the human court. But the human court, you send me a paper, I don't have to code. I'm not supposed to be there. Now, you're not supposed to be there. You don't have to be there. But if you want, you could show up, sit down, assisting the trial, but nothing else. But while it began, that's when I said, that's when I had the next 2 days. I went back to ask for her phone number and I called. And stuck with her, she never returned back home. And I don't know, too, they might gonna try to change hers. I mean, that's it. For George William crime and out of control. Advocate, federal years, police, everything is like a big or corruption crime. That's going on. And those are the guys. Anything they call police for you, even you ask them questions. If they do something to you, you defend yourself, non-violence, I'm going to be not employable, and defend yourself, ask them questions, but that was going on. There are too much questions. You ask me too much questions. You ask them, they call security. Police come into session. And they call you, they're doing community crime watch. You become a criminal because you ask them questions. They did something on you, ask them questions. For yourself to find out what's going on to defend yourself, non-violent defend yourself. But they're not there. That's the crime. These are some dangerous things getting. If the government is going to do something that's in that state, and you're not going to be only worse for the state, for the United States and all over. And the way they're going to get worse for you guys, too. You guys don't want the way to get worse. Do something as soon as possible with that CD, with the Latin, especially Puerto Rican, Dominican community, and some Caribbean nation, and the religion of the ISIS and the SWAT, the gay and a union with society. You have to do something. And there used to be a military office in the CD, and then on the to get rid of it, and you have to be back. Because the police doing nothing. The police, they got nothing, don't know nothing. And they're involved on it. Those police who want to do something, they can. If they do, they will get killed or get, you know, the family or get fired. What are the fire department of our control? In ambulance again, or butcher Christ psycho, crackhead, I have them, I have food, and they will be in our control, medical, controlled by a basic medical. And I've been found out they have a deal with Haitian who does crime, that's doing crime, involving killing my father and others. He does doing crime. The nation they call Nation Ambulance Nation. So, okay. So do something before it's too late. The weather will get worse and worse. Because those, and the burden of as a Christian, as a good guy, learning God, but the bunch of moon, and they hated the Bible, they hated the truth, they hated doing what is right, what is good. Female doing that is out of control and kids. You can't go on and on to having kids, forcing people having kids when there's no good financial. They don't have financial. Stealing people and hoping someone to take care of them. And stealing people are money. Stealing people are someone. Female, think every man owes them. You owe them. If you don't have kids, whatever, then you're not married, you owe them. If you're single, you can have any hand there by the medical union. The medical becomes, the basic medical become the government and become the Senate, become the court supreme. They don't want to make any law. They don't want to govern. They don't want to say, do they and do they do they like this, what they want in the union. And make sure that military office fire to that come on. And they have Homeland Security there in the federal office. They're doing nothing. They have no intelligence. But they're accusing innocent ritually. I've been observing all of them. I've been studying them. I've been with them, questioning them, and all of them. And I've been asking them, even the Crime Watch, Police Department, asked them, what kind of intelligence you have on this now on the Kenyan serving? What I've been, when they've been complaining to me, this is what's going to cause it when I started to not shoot. If you're telling a smart in school, they kill you. If you're good, very good at something, they will look it after you, to kill you. They kill you, they mess up your credit to anything. I've been experienced all these things. Or accuse you. So, this is how it's going. Do something as soon as possible. This is a very messed, dangerous someone that's getting hurt. And when you meet up them, they tell you this is a Springfield. And for anything, they get caught, they start crying, before saying, I don't push it. For nothing when they get caught, and they will give you an internal lie. Sometimes, some people I should look up to, but I have to look, laugh at them, or I can have they drink or smoke. Even in office, first office manager, I had to ask her, have you seen those people, workers, first office workers, drug test every month of 3 months of 6 months? And when test also. It's the very, very, very mental sick cycle. Mental criminal, someone dangerously, whether they have a brain damage or they have a bacteria in the brain or a bug brain, whatever chemical they use, whatever medical, basic medical, there is something called modern nature, fallen over too much fallen by the pharmacies because the flu shot, everything, but it's all this crime, what's going on, control and start talking about. So, but then by drug, get out of drug, or they smoke drug all over, police passing by, kids smoke, and police do nothing. But they are saying that other innocent people that try to pay their discount. This is what is going for them, those morons. People, which is what they're doing, is wrong. Again, the modern family, and who not violent, but who want to bear their better future, want to progress. And we don't see for the new world of ISIS or all you call flag. So or the religion and belief. So those are the targets from others. And we want to do something, good at something, try to balance the project. The guy used to be very good at basketball, he's getting that reason. The two young ladies was they were good at school at the prom day, they killed them. But the student don't write, there's not a good school. They know the starting because they started up after them. I've been getting reports of comments where I graduate. The student do nothing. I've been even see young girl come from school with nice starting hair socks. I have video pictures of students smoking from commerce school. My high school I graduated. From 1998. It's become the worst. When it used to be the best school, it becomes the worst school. I've been asked for that many times to come in there to see, investigate, to ask some questions that you. Every time they ask me, they lie to me, they're going to send me an appointment, they're nervous. And I've been getting reports, emails to me that they don't want to get a worst essay, book report, worst call, everything. School, they can't get money for helping anything. Even the college, in student college or divorce, the teacher college or divorce for new secret society, new order. Okay. And I was working there as a with the police or that school. The police have a contract even me. But New York have a group of swag as a co-worker for sexual, gay sexual harassment and other females, black people. All of them don't do their job. I was the only one who was working at that department though, but all of them leave before time, come out whenever they want. I was the only one who say I went and do my work. There was a different all the time, but I'm the one who get accused. Police! Some of the good old police passing by, warning them many times, talk with them. Whenever I call them, they're working, let's talk with them, you know, walkie-talkie, come to us. They sit down and talking with the worker, with the teacher at the campus. They do, you go, I would go either way, but I was saying, as I was doing packing, not working, I was talking in the same at the time. Some of them, they don't go to come to work. I have to work for them. They ask me, I stay for them. I was doing double job. But I got a report that I was the one who did the job, who come all the time late, who leave early before time. A lot of them were doing the job. And I had food. Okay. And all of them was swag member. Was swag member and gave me homosexual harassment accusing. And all of them in drugs. There's a young lady, she said, since that you age 12, she was in drugs. She dropped out of high school, not high school, middle school. She left her parents in her house since she was 12. She said she's next for the weekend, whatever. So please do something with that kind of one, especially with the Latin community. They really have a control in racial discrimination. You can't get jobs if you're not accept to be bisexual, gay, or have kids, or have married. And this means that against United States law, none of the law, amendment law. That's crime, that's discrimination. That's racism also. That violated human rights. You know that. And that's the reason I say, user I say, anyone who don't believe the way they believe has to be get killed. That's why they swag said, anyone living good society, the union, you don't have to be, you have to be get caged or whatever. That's the head producer of ICE. Don't matter, you can run about it, they will come with a group wash. It is the failure of Al Qaeda, the success of ICE. The failure of ICE in Al Qaeda, which is worse. And they say, I talk with my mouth. Yes, I talk with my mouth because they don't really talk of my business. They've been watching everything I do. I can't get into a whatever, accusing me, everything. Tell my father, accusing me, and what everything I do. So they bring talk all over my business and forcing me to be gay, and they're bisexual. Forcing me to be gay. Try. So hard. Everything. Accusing me, but since in Miami, something I've been investigating since in Miami, in the church I was brother in church, the pastor had to be crying, say, I'm sorry, it's not me. Some other there has to be said to me, not there for reasons, all kinds of things. Finland, the secret society, a lot of things, Haitian voodoo, been set house on fire to accusing me as violent. Since at my mother's house, my mother changed on me, my brother sister changed on me, my family, I never knew when I come in and say, used to be like that. Become completely different. People I used to be one with me, I used to be friends, changed completely with me. Church, changed completely to me everything. All being when university all lead to the same thing. Situation. When I come up here again, my investigation, that's everything. And medical, the head of it. I've been found out two pastors died in Miami by supervised medical because the same thing those had planned to come with since 9/11 started. But back in the 80s, had planned to come with, but it's something back from Egypt. So that means Goma and other things, they have to continue with them. No time, sort of, because it's all up there, somewhere too high in Africa, in Europe, paying everything. All those things, they continue. You see the flag, the gay flag, is in the Bible. And then when Israel got in, God said, don't worry, because all got correct. Go ahead, that caller. Those plans, they have to come with them. You are there. Do something. I don't want to that me go more thing happen to him. And then, yes, God did say, what am I going to happen? At the end of the day, but he did not say so that me go more not going to happen anymore. As a matter of fact, it's riding in New Testament. Matthew chapter 10, all over the Bible. Cananean, you never say Cananean, it will never happen anymore. Something has different to live for you. Amen. That the impartiality tolerate everything. And the court supreme, and then you got the senators, the military, and I just didn't get the report. No, I was in Iraq working hard. Other places, but that's not the only one thing. But the mercy was the main thing is the latter by criminals and shows that in the United States need to bring to justice. Some of them in government working, some of them working with authority, government workers, managers, job employer. They can bring to justice. Churches, pastors. Secretly, please don't sell governmentality. Please don't sell NASA to private business, private company. You sell it to union. If you sell it to union, you will not be the taxpayer. They will pay the taxpayers. That's the private. Because that's one of the reasons whenever I go talk with them. There's an improvement cause a problem, the guy tells me, oh, this is a private, whenever anything they do is a public or government, whatever, they tell you that's not government, that's not public, that's private. They tell me not to tell you that. An improvement office, they tell me it's private, you're not taxpayer, you're not a government, it's private. And I say, is it tax, unemployment, tax, yeah, RS, yes. I said, is it by United Government? Yes, I said, I can draw. Yes, it's private. I said, who's the one there? But you couldn't insert me. Okay? So that's why they do it here. If you sell NASA to the private business, you will sell it to union. And there would be like a worse, greater chaos. Don't sell NASA to any private, to any company. NASA has to control by full government on me, always. If you don't want the worst. And when you take yourself to private company, you send it to union. And you look at it. And I hear because it was important. I'm a union all over the world. And white people who have no rights, privacy will violate it more. And privacy will violate it more. You have no right and will not be able to eat to do anything by them. If you don't do whatever you want, you will have no money and they make nothing. You will have no access to anything unless you do what they do. You will order, you don't go by the way they want. Don't sell NASA GPS anything to a private company, to sell it. The society that providing keeping, let's say, as to go shooting and bombing house, shooting police because they have a handset. So, if you like to see lack of good protection, I wish your mind. That's why by next few sessions, please don't tell the doctors. In the church, of course, in the church, let the person respect human rights, the law, I'm giving you the advice about what I'm saying. One Michigan has to hire to work at the government head or money if you want to charge, make sure these people are respected. Human rights. The Leonard Bill of Admin Law, freedom of speech, freedom of religion, freedom of church, the human rights, and this is not following. No. Following, when you're 18 years old, you're going to be on your chosen. When you're 21, you are given a chosen by mother. Nothing could be signed by the mother, father, family. So let's keep going. They respect that human state law, the brain culture we of other country law, and black. From Haiti, even when I was Haiti, Haiti did not like that, listening and everything. I don't care they were in the Latin culture for anything, I'm not Latin. And because if I like Latin, I'm full of Latin, that's in my hair, and Latin I have to follow baby. Or they have to follow mine completely. No. I respect Latin because of Latin, and you still have to respect because I'm Haitian. Latin, no, I don't have to force Latin to be like me, Haitian. I don't have to force me to be like Latin to be a Latin. As it really is. What a Middle East and what a English. The United States is a country of all nations. Someone called the United States, but the United Nations. Every nation comes to citizens for permanent residence of the Middle East. They pay taxes. What? Pay taxpayer? Right? Is the cost problem? Is the cost problem? Is it do anything? No, is the cost problem? That's your right. Legal? Legally in that country, the right respect. That's what I learned. When I was learning you, I'm making stuff from high school to college, to church also. The Redmond Church is just based on the United States. History. So I'm not Haitian, and I learned war stories. I had class, really started class.
And I watch all of my documentation
from all over the world, culture, food. And a guy from here, he was going to a pizza food all over the world. I like, but I watch all of them. I don't know. I eat food, no, mostly from every nation. I'm almost disabled. Almost, I'm the same as everybody, almost. Language. And then classes, school, whatever. School class, whatever it is. you go to home or whatever and in the Bible. So today I am supposed to have something to read for you in Matthew chapter. Not Matthew. We're going to see where what I'm seeing, where it's come from in the Bible. Romans chapter 13 with me. Let's go to Romans chapter 13 with me. Romans chapter 13 with me. So, conference, but it's culture too, from conference. When I go to conference, a lot of people come call the conference too. So, let's see. Let's listen to that with me. Romans chapter 13. Sorry, you started it over. This is what it said, okay? So, yes, God for government. God accept government. Yes, government is there for people doing wrong, not people doing good. If you see someone says he's working for government, he accept people don't do wrong, not doing good, I'm asking, why are you working there? Why they hire you? Why they put you there? Here in this town, people like, they hire you to pay from taxpayer to do a job, but they're doing people favors like they're doing favor. If you don't go by the way they want, they have a problem with you. They're doing you a favor. They're not going to do a favor for you anymore. They're going to tell you, you smart guy, you smart mouth, you running your mouth smart. So if they tell you something, this one you say, no, it's not what it is. So that's how they ain't going to do it. They don't want them, they lie to you. It's like they're doing you a favor, not doing their job from pay tax they're taking for years. The Bible says pay tax. Yes, we have to pay taxes. But that's why they find money to pay those people working in government. And they find to pay police, to pay army, to pay all of this, pay for everything. But that's why I will always pay taxes. But there's a, over here in Springfield, the taxes don't do something like that. They overcharge the taxes and give to women who have kids. Like in from around the country, there's like people, there's screaming people, sitting in that other cry people that sit down doing nothing, stealing people tax. The lady that they say they pay tax. Himself. Some people have psychology problems, KKK, because many people don't believe in fight for color, have problems with other people for color, just for color skin. You know, people have a bone damage, you have a problem. I mean, that doesn't make sense. No, just for color. You have a problem with a calf for color. You don't have a problem with animal for color. Why you human be like you? You have a problem for the food or wood, whatever for color. But just human be like you. Come on, you have to be mental problem. Okay. It's color. You did not choose your color. I did not choose my color. Your color skin is not your favorite color. My color skin is not. Come on. My favorite color is my color skin. Because my color skin is not black. No one has black color, no one has red color, no one has blue or red or yellow color. Don't be dumb and stupid. But there's all kind of color. Yes, I'm not going to be an idiot man because someone say I'm black. I'm going to say I'm black. No. I ain't going to pressure someone to accuse, to lie on myself, to pressure someone. No. And there's no one that's bright color, or black, or white, or blue color, being Mormon. Don't take that with me or anything. You know, so you have to be that stupid to have a problem or have a mental problem. Just call it. What do you call it? Come on now. Or whether you're jealous, whatever problem, psychological problem you have. Come on now, that doesn't make sense. Yes, God told them, for those people, like people walking in the street taking guns, shooting people sitting door to door, walk to go shooting, and people take other people's animals, they could kill, make money, eat whatever, or government don't do anything. They will believe because they believe some way, the way they are, the way others should be. The others should don't be that right to be tortured and killed. If you tell me for Cuba, don't do something about those psycho mental people, those criminal people. And that's why I got out of government to go and song against those criminals. And do wrong. That's what I'm doing. Because you can't. If you do something because you do really like it, that's the way what they have. If they're not, you hate them, they have to be killed or touched on it, go wrong, whatever. And when you believe you could do whatever you want, but people can say not to do them. Come on now. Okay? And say, to all respect. If you want respect, you have to be respect. I respect. You're not going to really don't have to be respect. Oh, I'm dead, I'm the first. No. If you don't do your job to be respected, they ain't gonna respect you. You want respect, you have to earn it. That's what they say. If you earn you earn it, they can earn it to you. You don't earn it, they don't earn it. Like I go to work for 12 hours, I work for 12 hours. You're supposed to pay me that. You pay it to me because you owe it to me because I earn it. You earn it to me. I do your job, I pay my tax, and I wish you respect. And you don't do the job, I pay you tax, you don't do the job, you don't earn respect. You don't do any favor, people favor. Favor, when you're doing a favor, is what you try to do. You're doing a gift to people. You're giving people what they're giving back to you. I don't have to pay you separately, I only pay you my tax. I don't have to pay you separately. Whether I pay you tax and job, I pay tax and job. And when I go shopping, I pay tax. I go shopping, I pay tax. And I go work, I pay tax. So I pay tax. And all those tax go to you to do your job. When, you're not supposed to be, pay me on the table so I could do the job for you. So you're not doing your job. You're there for money. You're doing a scheme. That's called fraud. That's called, That's financial scheme. I did ask two police and security here and government worker and the court worker also about that. One, they could ask her, why do you work in, two of them, I asked them, okay, why do I work at the Justice Department? And both of them mumbling, they couldn't answer me, they bring up or something. I said, no, I'm asking, please, I've been politely, I'm like, people I said, please, could you answer my question? Why are you asking me to work at the Justice Department? Both of them insert to me saying, Justice Department, nothing motivated me to work at Justice Department. I'm not running Justice Department. I'm just here for money. A job. I was looking for a job. They give me a job. But she dumb stupid. They give me a job for justice. They didn't give me a job for nothing. You get paid to do a job. And you don't do the job. Don't be stupid. Say, I was looking for a job. They give me a job. Yeah. For you to get paid. My taxpayer, you have to do your job. Whether it wasn't nothing, she just get to the point for the question I'm asking her. But she don't know, but she denied it. First, she said, nothing motivated me to work at Justice Department. I didn't know looking to work at Justice Department. I was looking for a job, but what for them and something like that. The police department is saying something like that also. But, yes. You're doing a job. That's what the job they put you to do. You went right. So you get paid. You was looking for that job. They give you that job and do it. You get paid for it. You don't do it, you're supposed to get fired. Or if they find you're doing it for that, then you're supposed to get arrested. Prison for that. See? That's what I'm saying. People, they give you some dumb thing here and this someone. They just be dumb. They give you some dumb things sometimes. Some you should look up to respect, but because they don't earn their respect, you owe them no respect at the same time. Because you don't earn it, why should I owe it to you? You're supposed to earn it for me to owe it to you. You don't have to do thing for people respect. Not respect for stealing one. Or if I do one to people, that people will respect me. No, and they later on looking for them to spare you. No, you do what you have to do. That is right. That is good. That's your job. Respect you. You respect yourself. When you respect yourself, there's things you ain't gonna do to people. There's things you ain't gonna say to people. Gonna look people what they are. Or you're wearing your smart mouth. Yeah, I'm supposed to be wearing my dumb mouth. I'm not supposed to be dumb. You're not doing me favor. When you're doing people a favor, something is your choice, not a job. It's a choice. Okay? I choose to do this for you as a favor. That's called favor. Job is something they're paying you to do. They train you and they teach you. This is the way I want you to do this. The way you're supposed to do that way, and you get paid for it for a period of time. That's what's called job, not fever. He liked it, he could do it a fever. I mean, it's from that day culture, the culture is. Do something, because it's foreign. You tell you everything in. Because something has wrong, it's not possible. So the military officers get back to the county, and then county. Springfield, because it can be the Hampton County, the main city, the third city in that state. They don't have a military office in there. They get rid of it. Because everything destroyed there, that's not right. And they're causing a lot of problems. So I was in Miami, I was everything. I don't like, you can't tell me. And that's the way it's supposed to be. And according to the United States, federal, everything, military, every city is supposed to have a military office. Especially the county, the main city. And Springfield, the main city. Hendon County, county meaning the main city. Olaf and this other little city and Derry. If little city could have it, that means the main city is supposed to have. That's why the main office is supposed to. All of the little office and the other little city. And they get rid of that military office. Send it on the little city. And that city, everything is destroying business. There's a place like a desert, the downtown one. And you walk the downtown, there's up down where the tornado is now, where the tornado is passed by. It's all really terrible. And they do another thing called casino there. They are making sense here and there. And they knew all what went. They made it downtown on. They were smoking the window, booking window, bringing things. They've been booking all over. Now they with the ones attacking, making video, make copy. That's one of the reasons they have a problem with me, screaming with everything. After they killed my father and killed the two of them, said I was like, enough. And then but I went out, I've been investigating, nothing, violent, crime, I think, on me, everything. So, tell me I'm a rat. If I'm not to get rid of you and this one. And you have to know, and a lot of people come in and they fail because they don't know. And you have to do the psychology to deal with them. And if you have someone to work with them here, the person don't take anything from them, don't take what from them, don't behave like them, don't serve, adopt in the way they are. You should get on adapting the way they are, plus. You're out. You're going to do anything. And they're going to tell you professional, they don't know nothing about it. They don't do anything here. You're lazy, you love big money, killing people for big money, life insurance for the house. That's a big business, quant business, and life insurance, and house and insurance, business insurance. And this one is medical. And that's going on. And I hope this FBI don't put nothing in this town. The police, these have been detectives. The detective's office don't want to talk with me. They're very agitated. When I went to that, the guy was in charge of the detective department. He was very agitated, very unconscious. He couldn't talk with me for the day when I had a question. And the police chief, he wanted to have me even the housing and the street housing. The guy was in charge, the representative housing, into Hugh. Be kind to me, and even ask me some email. I put my email as in him, but still, so there's not a thing going on. I went to the court, district court. The guy laying in and putting me in the office